Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not, it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move is a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
said, no way!
I did!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Conversation and Intuitive Readings. I'm your host, Adam, from Adam, and it is a lovely December the 11th here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I hope you are enjoying your Friday, and I hope you're enjoying your holiday season, and I want to thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. I am pleased to be joined another Friday night with one of my loveliest personalities, favorite friends, soul sidekick, mentor, best pal, road ace, Patsy Aguero, calling in from Florida. Hey, Patsy, how's it going?
Oh, my God, Adam. The way you talk about me, they think I was paying you a bundle. And I can't say
it's
that I don't love it. I love it. And, you know, I feel the same way about you. You're like the Mutual Admiration Society. And, you know, I do want to take this time to share this with people that when you hear Adam, and I just met Adam maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago in Atlanta, and we both were readers at Underground in Atlanta, and Adam and I immediately clicked off, and we're about 40 years difference in our ages, and we are so alike spiritually. It's just amazing. So we've developed an amazing friendship, and we don't even live in the same state, nor do we talk on the phone every day. But when we do connect once a week, it's pretty amazing. So I'd like to give a shout-out to anybody that realizes, you know, they can just put it out there and become very compassionate with other people, and you would be shocked at the relationships that you can make with people.
Patrick,
so
how unlikely is our friendship? I mean, it's across race, it's across age, location, locality. Isn't it amazing how when you are tuned into the spirit and surrender to the spirit and just putting forth compassion and being open, what a beautiful surprise you've been in my life. So just I am thankful that this relationship has happened, and just it is amazing. It's amazing. I forget
and
that
you know,
you're 40 years. I always tell you, I forget that you're 40 years older than me. I always tell you that.
It's
you
amazing because I have a young heart.
Say, Adam, I'm not your age.
Especially when you start talking that street talk, I think you're talking something from another planet. And I also want to remind people that this is a very small microcosm of what could heal our planet right now.
Yeah.
Adam just said we're different races, different cultures, different religion. We're different genders, everything that could be possibly different. He's tall, I'm short and round and fat. When we stand together, we look like the number 10. Okay. That's what it is, Adam. We make 10 together. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's funny. Now, that's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
So I just want to say that kind of thing, that people, we lower all those barriers and look for something beyond that fit us, and it's called spirit. You know?
Yeah,
and that's
I
what
agree.
We talk about every week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
So how was your week?
Oh, Patsy, I had a great week. I enjoyed the weather so much. It has just been a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week here weather-wise in Atlanta. I was really busy this week, so I haven't had time to kind of really sit back and enjoy the weather, working and finishing out the year and just finishing up a bunch of projects. But I did have a little overwhelming anxiety that I wasn't doing enough. There was this moment where I feel like I really wasn't doing enough, and I just really had to just connect. And I was able to take a day trip to the Etowah Indian Mound in North Georgia.
Wow.
These mounds are about over 1,000 years old, and they're the second largest in this part of North America. And I was up there at the mounds, and I decided to pray and just really connect with spirit. And Patsy, I really felt the spirit speak to me and just say, you are taking yourself too seriously. Lighten up.
Wow.
It was just such a strong and direct message. You're taking yourself too seriously. And I just laughed after that, and I've been trying to remain in that reminder of quit taking myself so seriously. And then this morning at that dialogue continue with spirit, just let me know, all we're asking you to do is just do your best, just strive to do your best, and you are doing your best, and everybody's doing their best. And that's kind of been, that was Tuesday. So this all this week, every day, Wednesday, all day, the rest of the remainder of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today, I've just been trying to remind myself, quit taking myself too seriously, and just know I'm doing my best, and just enjoy life and laugh and smile. And, man, I tell you, I feel like some weight has been lifted off my shoulders. So it's been that type of week. I've been really satisfied and very thankful for that awesome trip to the mounds. If you live in the Atlanta area and you want a great day getaway to an amazing place, definitely check out the Etowah Indian Mounds in North Georgia. It's right off 75. It only took me about 30 minutes to get there from Atlanta. It's a great day trip. I definitely recommend it. So, but anyway, that was my week, Patsy. Just really a week of learning
how
not to take myself so seriously.
Wow.
So how about
and
you,
were
my
friend?
How was your week?
I would say it was great. And you're a vessel, too, because you meet a lot of people, and you can carry that energy to a lot of people.
And I hope I did, Patsy. And that was something that I was aware of, that, you know, as I begin to lighten my load and relax and release, I feel like I may automatically give people permission to do the same. And I had a conversation with Essence the other day, and she says, Adam, I believe in life sometimes we give people, sometimes what we represent most to people is permission slips to be themselves, permission slips to be free, permission slips to be happy. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take that ownership, and I'll welcome and be pleased to be somebody's permission slip to be happy and to be their authentic self and to not take myself so seriously. So I'm a permission slip, Patsy, this week. And I
that would be something to hand out to people.
Hopefully tonight on this show, that'll be awesome, that we start handing mixed slips of papers or cards and say, this is your permission slip to be yourself. But I hope that we together, through this radio show, through this broadcast, weekly broadcast, we offer people that permission slip to be themselves. So that was my week. So how about
that
you, my lady?
That is wonderful. Well, I had At first, you know me, I'm always going to say, yeah, it was great. And then when I tell you all the crazy things, you're like, what the heck? Well, I didn't have that kind of week, because what happened is I jokingly say, and I think I said it last week, that I was court ordered to go to Overeaters Anonymous, and which is a joke. You know, of course, the court doesn't order you to do that. But my bereavement counselor spotted that I was acting, you know, I was really out of control and everything. So, you know, overeating has always been a problem for me. So I decided to join this program. And, you know, and I'm not, I don't want to be the example of this program. I just want to just say that this is some place that I found that helps me. There's millions of places that help a lot of people. And so I decided to give up white sugar and white, well, sugar, just, you know, white sugar and white flour, and stick to a food plan, eating three times a day, nothing in between, and having a, what they call a metabolic at night, which is kind of a thing to balance out your sugar. And so guess what? I've been pissed off all week.
I'm sure.
And I wondered if I was, yeah, I was mad at everybody, and I was really judging everybody, and everybody was wrong, and I need to tell them how to act in their life. And you know what? Even if I wasn't saying out loud, I was saying it in my thoughts and in my actions. So I didn't even have to speak it for people to get that I was very hostile this week. And I've already done it since last Sunday, so it's tapering off. I'm having a better time. The major withdrawals were the first few days. And, boy, I was kicking and screaming, I tell you what. And thank God I live with somebody that knew how to duck, you know, when plates go flying.
Yeah.
And,
uh-huh.
My friend, she just watched me. You know, she's a person that just watches. And I live with two roommates, and both of them just kind of tiptoed around me and let me act like a two-year-old. So I'm kind of out of that phase. But, boy, I'm feeling a lot better, and I'm sleeping a lot better. And if I want to tell you something else that I did is I stopped drinking caffeine after 12 o'clock, which, I tell you what, it really slowed down the rest of my day and made me very comfortable, not so manic. So, you know, because I drink coffee all the way up to about 5 o'clock. So knocking off 5 hours of coffee really made a good health difference. So anyway, what it made me think of this week, since it slowed me down, I had a lot of time of reflection. And, you know, this is a time of year that we reflect a lot, you know. And so, you know, I thought about the years. My mind automatically went to the negative things, like, you know, all these years that I wasted, you know, I could have been or could have, should have done what, you know, could have, would have, should have, all that kind of stuff. And kind of beating myself about it. And there was a saying in a movie years ago where Marlon Brando, I think he was a boxer, and he said, I could have been a contender. You know, and, you know, I could have been a contender if I didn't drink. I could have been a contender. I'm talking about myself, if I didn't do drugs, you know. And you know, Adam, I've been homeless twice in my life. I've been bankrupt. I've reached some really horrific lows in my life through drugs and alcohol. And I've had some amazing aha moments through practicing equanimity or being mindful. You know, putting all that stuff behind me and becoming a better person by giving that stuff up. And, you know, I'm not saying it was easy. I went into all that kicking and screaming. But it just brought me to this point of wanting to be more compassionate. And, you know, the Buddhists are trying to make, well, I heard this when I was living in Atlanta, that the Buddhists were trying to make Atlanta be the city of compassion. Just like in Philadelphia, they talk about Philadelphia's being the city of brotherly love. They wanted Atlanta to become the city of compassion. And, you know, at first you say, oh, my God, how can that be? Because there seems to be a lot of angry people, you know, when there's big cities, you know. And, you know, if I'm going to say about myself, if I learn how to stay in the moment, you know, and practice that equanimity, that how can I see suffering and not suffer? And how can I see joy and not be joyful if I'm in the moment? And, you know, I had finished last week's program reading a poem about, you know, about if you knew if it was somebody's last, the last time you touched somebody or they were going to die or something, boy, you would really change, you know. So we have an opportunity, you know. Well, when people die or something like that, we're always like shocked, and you know, but it also can work for us for the good by making us more aware and more mindful. And at that time, when somebody dies, people are in the position and we have the capacity and the opportunity to really look deeply in our situation and the situation around the world. And, you know, there's a lot of suffering going on. And because of the suffering that we're seeing around us, you know, we have teachers and spiritual leaders and the media all play on that a real important role at that time. And they have the choice of either watering the seeds of wisdom and compassion, or they can continue to water the seeds of anger and fear. And that's what's happening, that the seeds of anger and fear are being watered now, and all of us are afraid of what's going to happen. But if we stay calm and stable in all this stuff, we all have the capacity to act out of forgiveness, and we can help bring down this level of suffering in our country and other countries. So
I totally
we
agree.
Really have
absolutely.
The power, absolutely, through compassion and waking up. And I'm sure, you know, you've seen a bumper sticker that says, if you're not angry, you know, you're not awake. Well, guess what? You don't have to be angry. You could be awake and pass on that compassion. And it's just like, you know, the Mothers of Drunk Driving started with one person. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, one person, one little seed. So, you know, maybe tonight we can talk about that, you know, how we can turn up our compassion. How can we look at somebody and you know, like, let's say if somebody forgot to say thank you, or you let somebody get in front of you in the car. If I let somebody cut in front of me and they don't say thank you, I say it out loud. Thank you, you know, real sarcastic. Or if I'm at a store and the people aren't grateful for me spending my money there, you know, I cop an attitude and I have to say, you know what? That's just giving me an opportunity to turn up my compassion, because they're just like me. We're all in this together, and none of us are getting out alive. You know, we're all walking towards death. That's inevitable. So how do I want to spend these last days of my life? Do I want to spend them pissed off and angry or loving? And boy, you know, I really want to lean towards the loving side. So maybe we can talk about that tonight. What do you think?
Well, Pastor, you know, being compassionate, being loving, turning up the love, not being able to sow seeds of hate and anger, more of that, or watering. I love that expression you use and those words expression of not watering the anger and the hate that's just being broadcast all over the media, in every area, social media, the television. And there's so much propaganda, and there's one of my favorite bloggers or online personalities, his name is David Wilcox. He created this term called fear porn. And he used the word
fear
porn.
Oh, my God.
Because he says we're so addicted to it, and we want more and more and more. We want more stuff that can make you afraid, and more stuff, and be fearful of this, and be fearful. And it's like we just can't get enough of it to give us this worry, this anxiety. And it's just like all you can get, fear porn, you know, and that's what he said is all that's been put out there. And then we water it, where how we digest it, and then we regurgitate it to somebody else. Well, you know, this happened here, and what are you going to be doing if so-and-so becomes president? And what will happen here? And all of this, instead of just sowing those seeds of love, of joy, of compassion, and not just responding to fear porn, but also responding to the everyday incidents. If somebody cut you off in the thin line, or someone didn't serve you the way you feel like they should serve you, or someone, a friend, hasn't responded to invitations, or you feel like someone's been slighting you, or a lover, a partner, family member, can you turn up that love? And that's what true spirituality is. It's really love. God is love. Spirituality is love.
Mm-hmm.
And that love is really holding that person there. We can transform this world. A lot of people, Patsy, I've been, you know, I'm a Jesus lover. Of the Jesus teaching,
mm-hmm.
the personality of Jesus, and the story of Jesus. And a lot of people misinterpret Jesus coming to teach and to uplift brotherly love. But if you really go back and you really study the gospel, you really study the personality, you ask the Spirit to reveal to you what Jesus really stood for, he really took the concept of love to a whole nother level. And instead of not that brotherly love isn't a good love, but really Jesus really more so instituted and promoted and preached and encouraged fatherly love. He wanted all of us to respond to each other as if we were if each other was our own child. Now imagine that, Patsy. Imagine if every stranger, every person that gave you an attitude, if you responded, if this was your little child, and you were
now
holding
you're saying
in
child?
That light. Child.
Oh, child,
the
yes.
Child.
Yes.
Yeah. So he actually instituted not just brotherly love, but he really promoted, he really preached, and he really held a standard for his disciples to put forth what he called fatherly love, to hold everybody in light of the fact that you are God and everyone around you is a child of God, a child, not an adult of God, not a grown, mature, fully developed descendant of God, but a child, a little baby of God, a child of God. So you ask yourself, if this was your child, would you respond to your child with so much hostility, with so much hateful words?
Mm.
Or would you give them grace on top of grace, on top of grace, knowing that they are doing the very best that they can do? And can you imagine if we went beyond just having brotherly love for everybody, but if we had a fatherly or motherly love towards every other human, how that
right
and begin to put
that
on
is.
Those lens of man, this is a child of God, and I am wanting to be like God, so I'm going to respond to this person as if they are my child, and that can immediately help transform you and put you in a paradigm shift to becoming more compassionate. And the way the law of attraction works, Patsy, when you become more compassionate and you can put out that love and that compassion, it comes back to you tenfold.
Oh, my God,
but
yes.
The test happens, Patsy, just like you said, when those seeds are being thrown of fear, of hate, the fear porn, the hate, the racism, or any other tit for tat, how do you water it? Do you immediately add more hate and fear, or do you transmute that hate and that fear with a loving, kind thought or gesture or energy? Or do you give it space to be by itself? Or do you try to see the best intention in everybody? Or do you say, oh, yeah, that's what all those people in that race are like. Oh, that's just this what the people, rich people are like. Oh, that's just poor people. That's just lazy people. Oh, that's foreigners. Or that's this. Or, oh, that's how my family is. Or are you able to say, you know what, that I'm sure that person had good intentions. And I'm sure right now that's not, instead of maybe wanting to call a feminine word selfish, oh, she's so selfish. Maybe you can turn that around and look and see, you know, she did not choose in that moment to be a sharing person. That's a different viewpoint. That's a different statement to say, oh, she's so selfish or he's so selfish versus they didn't choose to share in that moment. You're giving them an option to be something else. You hold them in a different space. So, Patrick, on a scale of 1 to 10 throughout your week or throughout your day or have you noticed, how do you water those seeds? And how are you able to stop yourself? It's not so much a question of 1 to 10, but how are you able to stop or transmute those fear and hate as it's coming at you or coming up through you or being triggered instead of watering it more? How do you become aware to stop it and give it a fresh new coat of a different type of paint of love or compassion?
Well, like I told you, this wasn't the best week for you to ask me that question. Because what happened, I was acting out of a knee-jerk reaction of being, my childlike behavior. You know, my toys were being taken away. My sugar was being taken away from me, and I acted out. But the weirdest thing is, towards the end of the week, I really got it that I was doing that. Everybody wasn't a jerk in my life, you know. They say if everybody out there looks like a jerk, then you better look in the mirror, you know, if everybody's a jerk. So once I started looking at myself, and then I said, why am I acting this way? What has happened to me? I felt like I was being possessed by a demon or something. Then I realized I was going through withdrawal, and I knew I wasn't going to die. and I didn't give in to it. And so I was able to come out through the other side. And I'm just barely coming to the other side today. And so I guess how I went through it is I was able to recognize it. And once I recognized it, then I was able to keep my mouth shut. I still had those thoughts going, but I kept my mouth shut. I didn't act on it. And then by keeping my mouth shut, it gave me the opportunity to look around and see what I was doing and then really back off. So it's getting better over the last 24 hours, just keeping my mind shut and being a little more mindful.
Well, for me, Patsy, it is reminding myself that everybody is doing their best. Everybody is doing their best. And if that person cut me off, then they must really felt like they were in a rush to get what they needed to get to.
Right.
I always kept safe. And then my Heavenly Father is going to help me get to where I need to get to on time. And for me, I'm driving a lot these days. And so that's one of the biggest things that's happening is just seeing kind of the rudeness in how I may interpret someone's behavior or rude, but maybe they didn't see me, or maybe they cut me off, maybe they felt like they were rushing, or maybe I didn't realize I was driving maybe under the speed limit. And I was riding today with some friends in my car, and someone just was not turning at the stoplight. The stop sign, they did not turn. And we were kind of being impatient, so I just went around them, and we looked at the person, and we didn't criticize them. Well, first we want to say, what are they doing? So we could feel the negativity in that. So we just said, you know what? Wow, they really must admire this intersection. They're just taking in the beauty. we'll just go right on by them and just let them take in whatever they're taking in. But little do we know, Pastor, that person could have been going through something really traumatic. They could have had a memory. They could have been lost. They could have been trying to figure out what their next move is before we got so upset. Now, last week I was really going through it in traffic, but this week I really was conscious, especially after that episode on the mound where I really felt the Spirit tell me, hey, everybody's doing their best.
Wow.
You're doing your best. And so now I'm always trying to remind myself of that and try not to engage in all this negativity that I see on the airwaves and whatever. Just knowing that, hey, we're going to be protected and of whatever future outcome may be, political or wars. It's just all about turning up that love. So I hope that I would give myself like an 8 or 10 when it comes to not watering those seeds of hatred and fear, but turning around and putting out the flame of that. So, Pastor, I would love to jump on to our phone lines and see what our callers
okay.
will jump in and join in this conversation. And also, Patsy, if you're ready, we can also give some intuitive insight or into their lives to help maybe bring them some light and progress for their week and year ahead.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. All right. Well, let's go to our first caller, the last four digits, 2655. Call with the last four digits, 2655. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi,
yes.
What's your name,
call
honey?
Call the last four digits, 2655.
Oh.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida. My name is Sheila. Well, I didn't want to read anything. I was just listening.
Okay,
but
well,
since I'm here, if you have anything to tell me.
Well, I can talk to you, Sheila. If you'd like to, if you've been listening, you know, do you water the seeds of peace and stillness, or if you get into some kind of, do you water fear? How do you, on a scale from 1 to 10, think that you react to these kind of situations?
I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
About a 5.
Uh-huh. And that was your week?
No, it's probably on a scale of 9. That was how my week was.
A 9 as
being really good
about being positive and peaceful?
I try to be.
Yeah.
But it's not
well,
easy
that's
when
good.
You're around, when you're around people that is not. So.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's another thing. Whatever we speak will come true. If you say it's not easy, it's not. If you say, wow, this is pretty easy, I've got an opportunity, our words can change things, you know, the way we look at it. So that might be something you might want to look at. I did pull a card for you. You want me to just, I can give you a little quick idea what this card means.
Okay.
All right, Sheila. I'm in Florida, too. What city are you in?
Tallahassee.
Oh, you're up there where it's colder. Ha ha. Has it been good for you, the weather?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's still really hot here. But I want to tell you, this particular card I pulled for you, it's telling me that there's been some darkness around you that you probably were not aware of. Okay?
Yeah.
There's been some dark elements, some conditions, and now they're becoming a little bit more exposed to you, and you're seeing some stuff that you didn't know before.
Right,
and,
that's true.
Yeah, and so once you're, this is coming up, it's still coming up, you haven't seen the whole thing.
Oh my God.
You probably, well, you know, like anything, sometimes we don't get the whole picture and it gets a little foggy. And as it becomes, you know, it's foggy, but if you can start to slow down, you know, and get your bearings around this whole thing, this is a real good time for you to practice some downtime, you know, focusing on downtime and really focusing on some creativity for your own self-development. Okay, so something that you really like to do, Sheila, whether it's painting, drawing, singing, dancing, shopping, whatever, just work on yourself and staying centered and true to your own ideals. And this little darkness or stressful external stuff is just going to go by. You know, it's just going to go by. And you're going to increase in your ability not to collapse or throw in the towel or just say, I'm defeated. And you're just going to not be real absolute that everything's black and white. You're just going to just kind of go with the flow and just feed yourself with all this creativity. And you would be shocked at how everything's going to turn around. But do not hastily push and push and try to make things happen. Just let the stuff kind of flow. And I think giving yourself some time, some space that you really, really needed, you're going to get a better overview of what really happened and know how to deal with this whole thing. Does that make sense?
Oh, most definitely. That's like right on the button. I was having problems with a coworker.
Yeah, just, you know what? I always say, my friend tells me, be the hawk. My friend, she always says, Patsy, be the hawk.
Uh-huh.
My friend Penny, she said, just be up there looking around. You don't have to do anything. Just watch. And boy,
okay,
your brilliance will come right through with all that. So just look inward first with caution and moderation, and those difficulties will, it'll just float right by. All right, sweetie?
Okay, would it be soon?
Yeah, it's like really soon, right before the end of the year. Yeah,
wow.
So in the next 3 weeks, you'll see a big difference, but probably even sooner than that. But I'm going to let's see if Adam taps into any of this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, one thing I tapped into, Sheila, that I really want to say, and this echoes what Pat is saying. Look, Sheila, you are a leader, my dear. You're a leader. You have a bright light. But I don't want to come in with a but here I go.
Uh-oh.
I'm seeing you, Sheila, play down your light and your leadership so much. Are you in a leader position at work?
No, I don't. That's funny to say that because I don't know either. I don't know if they recognize it or not, or they don't want to promote me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it looks like you'll be getting that promotion or something soon. I see you leading soon in the work. I really see it happen soon.
Oh,
but
awesome.
I do feel like you have
you're not
just walking. Yeah, I feel like you got to own it though. Like you don't wait for that position to give you the permission to lead. Because people are already coming to you, and some of the conflict that you're having with people is you may want to start off letting them know not that you're better than them, or not that you're an authority, but there are people that you try to be equals with that you're really not equals with, you know, because you have a different awareness, you have a different ambition. And so you actually don't serve them when you play yourself down. You actually, it actually feels like you come off more betrayal in the end when they realize, you know, you're a little bit ahead of the game. So I would start off letting people know you're ahead of the game, not in a cocky, arrogant kind of way. And I hope I'm not giving you permission to do that. But what I am is letting people know, hey, I'm here. I'm about business. I'm about business, and there are things that I do know. I do have a little bit more experience. I have a little bit more. I come from a little bit different background. Don't be afraid to let that be seen. You don't have to enforce it, but don't hold it back. Don't purposely choose not to sound a certain way or not to come off this kind of way. If it comes out, if it comes up, let it come. If they take it offensive, they're like, well, she thinks she's this, she thinks she's that, let them, because you are.
Oh, okay. Because I get that a lot. Like, oh, you think you know everything? Because I'll be trying to be helpful, and it's like sometimes I just be quiet because, you know.
No, continue to continue to do that. Continue to shine. You've been put there to shine. You've been put there to lead, and you will be recognized for it. It may bring some offense to other people, but you got to keep doing it. But it does look like you're going to be put in a position that you were made for. I mean, absolutely made for. And it's coming up really soon.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for giving me hope because, wow, this is really good.
Praise God.
Oh, my goodness. This is giving me a lot of hope. Thank you so much.
Well, praise God. Praise God. You're very welcome. Have a great night, Sheila. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Our next caller, Patsy, the last four digits, calling from the last four digits are 2436. The caller with the last four digits, 2436, you're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bella, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi, Bella. How's it going?
Hey, it's going really good.
Awesome. We're going to get right to the point because we have a lot of callers, and I want stuff to tell you. I've got some stuff that I need to tell you. I pulled this when he was just asking you your name. Before I go any further, from 1 to 10, tell me, do you find at 1 that you don't water the seeds, if you're more watering the seeds of anger, or 10, that you water the seeds of peace and tranquility and compassion?
I used to be an 8 or 9, but now I am purposefully trying to be like a 2 or 3, you know, before I start to get really irritated and what have you. I try to reframe the situation and not take myself there, let somebody take me there. You know, to that higher point of, you know, anger. And I find as soon as I change the way I'm looking at the situation or as soon as I give energy to the outcome that I want, that it immediately calms me. And I think right now from what you and Adam were saying earlier, that we need to emanate more love to people and love into the world to kind of turn the tide a little bit of everything that's going on in it. So that's what I'm trying. So I'm at a 2 or 3.
Well, it sounds like you're doing some good work on yourself, Bella. I'm feeling that you might have a lot of insight and intuitive ability to read other people. I don't know if you're doing that now or if
I
get that. I get that you're doing that really well. But it's just, you're just barely even touching the surface on what your power is on that.
You've told me that before, but I've just, you know, haven't been able to delve into it. So I'm still working towards it.
Well, it's coming up again, and I didn't remember your name, and it just came right back up. So
yeah,
I pushed the Bella button. You know, Bella, I think your strength is in your gentleness, all right? Using that soft approach, sticking to your ability to be faithful, that you can go very with your influence and understanding of people if you do it subtly. You know, not loud, not violent, but just very subtle. And, you know, it's kind of like there could be this brook or something like that, and all of a sudden like a gentle wind passes over it, and it can make patterns, and we don't see it, but it's that gentleness that moves it ever so slowly, or patterns on sand dunes, you know, and you know, the water and the wind is transparent, but the power of that rhythm, we can see it, you know, through nature. And it's kind of like that same faith that moves mountains, you know, and it miraculously heals things. I think that if you stick really strong to your faith and you don't waver, you don't compromise, you can clear away any mental trash or debris that might be creating doubt, you know. And now I'm not saying get overconfidence, you know, and just like you're going to be something on a Japanese movie that you're going to have radar and make things move, you know. But I think that if you just stay on the path of least resistance, that you will be able to go through a lot of your current circumstances that seem a little bit of a problem and ease through them. And I think that your example will help a lot of people. Okay? People witness that. It's real important that you let them witness that, that you can go through that. So I think that, you know, you might want to rethink what keeps coming up for me, you know, what I'm seeing, and see if it feels good to you if you step into that, you know, and step into it with grace and with dignity and just test it out like a loose garment. Just test it out. Just quietly go into it and choose some people that you want to work with and just see how that feels. Does that sound okay to you, Bella?
Yeah.
Good. Good. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Adam and see if he picks up on anything, because sometimes, you know, he has different thoughts. So have a great weekend, Bella.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Patsy, I do have a sort of, it's funny you mentioned that sometimes I have a different thought, and I don't think it's a different thought. It's just another extreme to kind of what you're saying is, Bella, you are very soft and easygoing. But it looks like you need to become a little firmer in your ability to say no and set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And stick to kind of refine your personal constitution in regards to certain areas of your life that you kind of are not as conservative or I don't use the word conservative, but You don't want to go with the flow so easily in certain areas of your life that you've been finding yourself just going with the flow. And what happens is when you go with the flow in some of those areas, it finds you right now, it looks like you're in a situation that you're finding yourself feeling very trapped or bound or limited or just stuck. And it can be traced back to you just not having the right boundaries, not having a strong enough no, and really not knowing what you're supposed to be doing and not doing. So you need to begin to kind of give yourself a constitution moving forward into the new year. Really take time to really sit down and be like, this is how I regulate my life in my relationship, in my friendship, at work, with family members, with coworkers. This is what I will tolerate. This is what I will not tolerate. This is what I will allow myself to partake in. This is what I will not partake in. You already know. You're at an age and you're at an awareness where you know what's good for you, you know what's beneficial for you, and you know what's constructive for you, and you know what's not. But you really need to stick to those things that are good for you and the things that are not good for you and stay away from them and really begin to move forward to taking the actions towards bettering yourself, being a little bit more aggressive with developing your gifts, your abilities, and really finding out, not even so much finding out what you can do, but really just beginning to study more information to what you already know, just add to it. But how are you going to prevent finding yourself back in these situations or relationships or conflicting or confusing situationships, having boundaries?
Okay.
And knowing what you can stand for and what you will not stand for. And it came up very clear you need to begin to start doing that. Does that make sense to you, my friend Bella?
It does, and everything you were speaking of, I think, is more work-related, so that resonates with me. Thank you.
Okay, good. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, okay, my friend. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. Get excited about a beautiful 2016, because when you begin to really start standing for what you want to stand for or not, you're going to see things just start shifting in your favor, and you're going to walk into your power, and you're going to be able to make other people feel more powerful, and you're going to be able to really turn up the love wherever you're at, everywhere you go, every day, every second.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're
have
very
a happy
welcome,
holiday.
Though. Have a happy holiday, and thank you for sharing your Friday night with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Night-night.
You're welcome. Good night. All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 760. Caller, the last four digits, 7680. You're live and on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Melissa, and I'm calling from New York.
Good evening, Melissa.
Hi.
How's it going up there?
We've been having some nice weather.
Good.
But,
good.
Yeah. Which is good.
That is good. Are you watering the seeds of compassion and peace, or are you watering the seeds of fear?
Well, for me, because like you was talking about, when people die, people have like a feeling of change and stuff. And my daughter had passed away in February of this year at 1 year old. So for me, I decided like my, you know, and I have like family members and stuff. And, you know, for me personally, I decided to treat people with kindness and courage, no matter how rude and how nasty. No, because you know what? Everybody has their days. Or sometimes some people are just the way they are. So even though I'm working now, even when someone's being snappy at me, I don't snap back.
And wow.
So now I just tell myself, okay, kindness and courage, and then I just ask one of the archangels or something just to let that person give me a little space. So, you know, like to say bye. You know, when it's time to go home, instead of bothering you while I'm working. So that's what I do now.
Well, it sounds really good. It takes a lot of courage to stand in that in your shoes right now. I'm looking at a different deck of cards when you started talking. There's two of them that I pulled, which is very interesting. One of the cards is all about, you know, the stars are nothing but, you know, suns. They're suns in the universe, and they shine all the time. But we can't see them during the day because of our atmosphere. You know, our sun is shining so brightly, we can't see those other stars. But then when we go to the other side, the darker side, the stars are still there, okay? So this is a time of peace and clarity for you and for hope, all right? So, It's possible for the shadows to, for you to, you know, confront the shadows in your life, but it's a time of repose and a time of meditation and beauty, and for you to go within, all right, especially with your meditation, all right. So the star, whenever the star card is pulled, it's all about, it's a gateway to the of the unconscious. Okay, the light of the star stands for clarity, you know, for your vision and for inspiration. And I feel that that looking at this other card, it's almost a time that you have that you have been working really hard, and it's like a time for you to enjoy a moment now of sweetness, that you have come a long journey, and it's a time for you to reap the benefits of that journey, because you've worked really hard to get to this point. And it might be about your job, but I guess it's these moments, you know, that we have in our lives that we can just sit back and look at them. It's not time for you to rest right now. It's a time of repose, but even in the reposing, you're watching, you know, you're gathering information. I'm not saying fall back in your bed and throw your feet up in the air and your arms in the sky and say, I give up. This is not a time to give up. As you know, many people talk to you about this, because I just lost my mother a few months ago. And people are going to say weird things and all that stuff, and I don't have to jump in their face. I don't have to do anything about it. You know, I can just stand on my own 2 feet, and it's time for you just to be peaceful, but know that you've come a long way. You've completed. You finally come through some major breakthrough, or it's coming up, this big crescendo, like a job well done, you know. But the perfection is not a goal. The perfection is in the everyday step-by-step work that you're doing with ordinary things. You know, it's kind of like chop wood, carry water. Just being flat for a while, being calm. And that's what we talked about at the beginning, that calmness, that we don't have to react and get crazy. Just gaining that calm space, and eventually all that stuff is coming to a peak, and you'll have a peak. But if you stayed on that peak, life would be boring. So you got to go into a little bit of a valley, then it's going to go back up again. So now is the time for you to be in the valley for a while. Just chill out, but take pause in those magical, wonderful aha moments that we have just in seeing a flower. You know, I'm sure you're getting signs from your child. There's things that the universe presents to us, that there's a reason for everything.
Well, she sends me signs every day, which is beautiful. So
I
pay
it.
Attention. I get pennies and feathers.
She's your your little shining star. She's your star. So I send you my love. I wish I was hugging you now, and hope that you have a wonderful holiday season, and you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You can just be who you are. So we're giving you permission to be yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank
Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Have an awesome holiday. I'm going to turn it over to Adam.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Melissa, did you just finish completing some type of certification, school, program, or course or something within the last, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks or 3 months for your job?
I passed being there for 91 days because you're like on probation. But
awesome.
Okay. Okay. It looks like there's something that you accomplished, something that you did, that you took a lot of focus, and or, I don't know, some position. But I do feel like now you've got to remain open. Like you got to remain open. Don't get frustrated. Don't get too impatient or become too rigid in having things go the way you want them, or feeling too entitled is the word. Drop any sense of entitlement that comes at work or your position, and be open to kind of being in a humble position, doing what needs to be done, serving who needs to be served while you're still it's almost like you got to be in a position where you're giving orders and taking orders at the same time. And you got to kind of be comfortable with that. And I don't know if that's exactly what it is, but the feeling is you've got to be okay with being kind of in control and not having control. But there's going to be some humility or just a little minor humbling experiences that's coming that's really leading you to exactly where you want to be at. So don't be impatient. Don't be too demanding. That's not the energy you want to have right now. You more so want to have an energy of a willingness to serve. And not just a willingness to serve, but a willingness to be instructed still, to be guided, and still learn. So you got to be like in this dual position of dual openness. Like, hey, I'm here to lead and help other people out, but hey, I still need help and I need to be led myself. And don't take on such an entitlement. Well, I've been here, well, I know this, but kind of just sit back and lay low, and you're gonna just be surprised at how effortlessly and smoothly things begin to work out and balance for you, and put you in a state of just true, relaxed, a beautiful environment, beautiful surroundings when it comes to work, your life, everything is going to really begin to just look really beautiful, for a season coming up the next 4 months. It looks just really beautiful. You're going to be able to take that time to really begin to work towards your dreams and goals, and it's going to really make sense of why you've kind of been going through so much the past 3 years. But right now, you want to kind of be ready to be kind of humbled and just let that humility, let there's a scripture in one of the Christian gospels, and it says, humble yourselves, and in due time you will be exalted. And if you can stay in this humbling yourself, you will be exalted very soon.
Wow. So that goes back to kindness and courage of just helping
Absolutely.
Somebody else and not saying, well, it's not my garbage, so I don't want to take it. But
right.
if you help take that person's garbage, then when you need help with something, that person come out of nowhere to come help you with something without even asking.
Absolutely. You. Absolutely. Absolutely. So stay in that role. Stay right where you're at of helping people, but also don't be afraid to have to get help. Don't be okay with feeling uncomfortable, but don't let that uncomfortability with asking for help stop you from actually asking for help or being led or receiving instruction.
Okay. That's good advice.
Okay. Well, good. I'm
Thank
glad
you
I can
so
help you out.
Much.
You're welcome, Melissa. You have a great night. Happy holidays.
Y'all too.
Good night, Melissa.
Good night.
Happy holidays, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits, 4667. Caller, the last four digits, 4667. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Katie, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Miss Katie, to me about your what are you watering? Are you watering peace and compassion, or are you jumping into this whole fear thing that the rest of this nation's doing here?
Yeah, probably more towards the whole fear thing. Trying to balance it out, but I'm kind of in the middle. It's a war going on.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think you can shift a little bit to the other side and become a little bit more compassionate or peaceful?
Yes, definitely. I've been, like, really working on that just within, like, the past week, trying to be more peaceful and trying to meditate and just open myself up and focus on the good side of things. But it's tough.
Well, it is. Sometimes it is. Well, I'm going to read for you pretty fast because we're getting down on time and I want to get this done. I pulled a different card for you, and this card is a very spiritual card, and it's all about acknowledging the talents that you have, okay,
mm-hmm.
and being more of an individual and not falling, and you just said it about this fear thing, not falling for all that kind of stuff. You know, listen to your heart, Katie. Do you want to live in love or do you want to live in fear? It's your choice every single day. So when you start hearing stuff, you might need to turn that radio off or, you know, turn that television off and do something creative for yourself. And especially look up, you know, look at the spirit, you know, the spirit of our universe, you know that you're not alone, you know. And this country was based on that pioneer spirit, you know, that discipline
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So it's real important for us to stay strong at this time and not fall into that shadow, okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to ask you to stand up today. And, you know, it's pretty funny that most of the cards I've drawn today are asking the people to stand on their own two feet and to stand up with dignity and grace in what you believe in. And don't be turned by whatever you're hearing. People are trying to just scare you into thinking in another way. And I think once you do that and you honor your own truth, you're going to have a big aha moment. You know, it's going to
okay.
give you a lot
mm-hmm.
of self-esteem. So I'm going to turn this over to Adam because I don't want to miss him if we run out
okay.
of time. So Adam, what do you have to say to Katie? He's probably got his microphone turned off. That's what he does. So Katie, I'm going to keep talking to you because it might have
hey,
been
well, Pastor,
off.
You're right. I did have my
there
mic
you go.
Off. And I got
okay.
Katie, I'm going to make it quick because we are running out of time, but I want to give you some encouragement in regards to your relationship. It looks like there's a young
yeah,
individual whom you may be having some
for.
Type of yeah. It looks like there may be some just really overwhelming emotions pulling you, maybe even triggered you and passed into depression and going in and out of that. But you really want to just believe the best about that individual, believe the best about yourself, the individual. But you want to begin
mm-hmm.
to take your attention off of what they're doing and put that attention how you're responding and really begin to look outside and get involved in some other things that can get you out the house and off the mind. This individual is young, so they're doing the best they can do and how they're responding to you. And I see that it looks like you've really been put through the emotional blender lately. But what's going to help you is believing the best about them, believing the best about yourself, but getting out of your house, beginning to get back into your exercise regimen and kind of say, you know what, God, I'm going to trust and believe the best about my future with this person. I'm going to leave them alone and let everything happen organically, but I'm just going to get my life and move forward my life. Even if some nights you feel lonely, you may cry, you may miss them, whatever the situation is going with them. I don't know, I'm not getting exactly the detail, but I do know I see you've been really pulled into some emotional lows that's been triggered through this by this individual. That you really, again, you want to release your control off of it, and you really want to be able to surrender to what is and what will be, but move on another direction with your life and start getting back to yourself, doing what you need to do. And you may have to force yourself for a while, and you may have to but you're going to have to constantly surrender, and just trust that person is doing it the best they know how, and you can't help how you feel about them. But just keep it moving anyway, and you're going to see some things. You're going to get more clarity. You're going to get more understanding. You'll know how to move forward in the weeks ahead.
Okay. That helps a lot, actually, with what I'm going through. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Praise God, and God bless you, and happy holidays. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us.
Thank you. You all have a good night.
You too. Night-night.
Well, Patsy, I can't believe we're out of time. It goes by so fast. We must have really been preaching in that beginning because I had no idea we spent that much time talking in the beginning, but I felt it coming through, so I gave space to it. But, Patsy, how could you conclude tonight's episode?
Well, I just want to say, you know, a lot of my information that I pull thoughts from is from, you know, a poet named Ellen Bass and from readings from the Tricycle. One of the readings that I read, I'm going to get into the middle of the sentence, it says, we are most alive when we are aware of the shadow of death that hovers over everything, perhaps especially over ourselves. It is our mortality that makes life so precious. Far from being a tragedy, there is something poignantly wondrous about our moral predicament. I wish only that I might live out my days like this in wonder. And I always say, Adam, I want to live being the bride of amazement.
Wow, I love it. And you are that. You are that, my friend, the bride of amazement.
I try to be.
Thank you, Pastor, for sharing tonight. This is a beautiful show. I hope everyone who called in and listened is leaving and hanging up tonight feeling blessed and inspired. And thank you all for sharing your Friday night with us. Thank you, Patsy, for offering your gifts and talents. And we look forward to be back on the air next Friday, same time, same channel. Good night, everybody.
Night, night.